The Telpodl Martyrs were six agricultural labourers from the Beer Valley in East Dorset, particularly focused and resident around the village of Telpodl, so on the heaths, down towards the coast in East Dorset. And these six men, in many ways, were there was nothing particularly kind of interesting or kind of exceptional about them. They were much like many other kind of agricultural labourers throughout the length and the breadth of the country. Apart from, they took what in many ways has been kind of portrayed as the exceptional kind of move of forming what they called a friendly society, which was kind of largely structured and based kind of around trade societies, which were kind of typical in lots of the more kind of skilled kind of trades at the time, to try and kind of, as they say, kind of protect their interests, to kind of build up a kind of a mutual fund to support one another in times of hardship. So the spur for this was the further kind of reduction of wages of agricultural labourers in the early 1830s in their vicinity. So wages had got up to around 9 shillings a week, or some places 10 shillings a week in that locality, as a result of the swing protests of late 1830. But subsequently, up until the winter of 1833, they'd been cut and cut again, down to six shillings. And it was that final act, despite kind of earlier kind of protestations to the local landed elites to intervene and support their cause, that formed them, that provided the encouragement to form this kind of essentially kind of self-help group. But this kind of self-help group was labelled as, and in some ways was broadly comparable to, an agricultural trade union. So these men in Telpodl, these agricultural labourers, tried to expand their cause. So they had what they called a grand lodge based at Telpodl, and they tried to create satellite kind of lodges in neighbouring parishes. And indeed, it was this kind of act by these six men, but particularly by in some ways kind of the leader, a guy called George Lovelace, to create kind of a satellite kind of lodge in the parish of Afpuddle in December 1833, that provided the trigger for local authorities to really start to get worried. As a local kind of landowner by the name of kind of James Frampton, who's a magistrate as well, had been kind of involved in putting down, in repressing the swing and protest in that part of Dorset in 1830, decided that this was too much to bear. And issued discussions with the Home Secretary at the time, with Lord Melbourne, and came up with a contrivance to try and do the most active individuals in this society, six men, for uttering illegal oaths. That's what kind of happened at the lodges, that new kind of members of this society had to kind of utter kind of an oath of allegiance. And in the aftermath of the naval mutinies at Spithead and the Nore during the Napoleonic Wars in the mid 1790s, that laws were brought in 1797 against the issuing of oaths. So that's what they were done for. They were they were kind of arrested the middle of February 1834, and were very quickly kind of tried at the Dorchester Assizes. So basically a month after they'd been arrested in the middle of March, they were tried, all found guilty under this kind of trumped up charge of issuing illegal oaths, and were sentenced to be transported to Australia.